My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Ben Valin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. Busy man this time of year. What's up, Ben? Good morning.
What's up, Jones? How are we doing today?
We are doing well. So I'm perusing your Twitter at Ben Valin, and you can update me on this because this is from July 30th. We're a few days past that now. One of your training camp observations was, yes, I'll say it, Joe Milton has outplayed Drake May through six practices. Now, that was July 30th. Have things changed since then? And how concerned, and I know it's early, it's the first week or so of training camp, how concerned is the brass that Drake May seems to be coming along kind of slowly?
Interestingly, Jerod Mayo, the new coach, has kind of acknowledged in his press conferences that maybe it hasn't been all peaches and cream for Drake May through the first week plus of practice. And he's, reminding fans and media, hey, this is a long process. You know, we're not. Of course, the defense is going to be ahead of the offense this time of year. A lot of that kind of stuff from the Patriots. July 30th was just two practices ago, so they've only had one practice since then. It was a better day for Drake May yesterday. Here's my take on Joe Milton. Like, right now, these practices in training camp, this to me is like batting practice or the driving range. It's not the real thing yet, obviously. So I don't know if Joe Milton can play. And the fact that he fell to the sixth round is obviously, alarming, that a guy with his physical tools, he's 6'5", 240 pounds, does standing backflips, and literally throws the football 85 yards. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's a guy that you watch at practice every day, and you're just like, wow. I mean, his physical tools and his talent is unreal. So it's a combination of Joe Milton is just a physical freak who, through the first week of practice, he's made some really strong throws and some nice plays. And Drake May, it's just been kind of blah so far. He hasn't really shown a big arm. He's made a couple nice throws on the run, but it hasn't been anything too dazzling yet from Drake May. And this is a kid who compares himself to Josh Allen. You know, like, I want to see Josh Allen out there. I want to see a guy unleash his big arm and make big throws down the field. I don't care if he's throwing interceptions or making mistakes this time of year, but let's see some wow plays. And all Joe Milton does is wow. Whereas Drake May, it's just been kind of a mediocre start so far. And he's not, it doesn't look like he's close to pushing Jacoby Brissett yet for the starting job. Now, look, there's, Colin Cowherd had a take yesterday that people in Boston got all upset with, that Joe Milton's going to get, first team reps and beat out Drake May. Now, I don't think that's remotely possible, just because of the reality of Drake May being the number three pick. He's getting all the reps out there. Joe Milton's getting much less work than Drake May, so maybe that's one reason why I feel like Joe Milton has played better so far. Maybe we haven't seen all of his flaws on display, But Joe Milton is the guy you can't take your eyes off at practice. And if he can get his head on straight and if he can figure out this offense, I mean, this guy, like I said, 6'5", a cannon for an arm, the athleticism to do standing backflips. Joe Milton is just like a wow prospect.
Ben, we know this is a Patriots team that was starved for playmakers last season. In the offseason, they added a former Commander, Antonio Gibson, to help in the backfield with Ramondre Stevenson. He made a few ripples back here when he was talking about coming from a struggling Commanders organization and how much more professionally things are done in New England. How's he been through camp? What sort of role is he going to have on that offense and that backfield?
Yeah, they signed him, I believe, to be like the third down back and to have more of a role in the passing game. Interestingly, he started camp on the non-football injury list, which was a surprise because he had been a full participant all throughout camp. So unclear if he wasn't able to complete the conditioning run, you know, early in camp, or if he suffered a little minor injury over the summer. He's now back. He's been working in the last few practices. Hard to say he's made some like major impact. They've only been in pads for 2 days. But this Patriots offense is definitely kind of devoid of playmakers. They still, I think, have the worst wide receiver unit in the NFL. They were the only team last year not to have anyone go for at least 600 yards receiving. And they're big, you know, they added a couple draft picks and they signed KJ Osborne from Minnesota. So they're going to need help from their tight ends and running backs. So Hunter Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, these guys are all going to be, I think, a pretty big part of the Patriots passing game. And, you know, I think this is a team, they're going to run a lot of two tight ends. Jacoby Brissett's probably going to be the quarterback. It's going to be a lot of running, a lot of play action. And I think the Patriots, in a perfect world, want to win a lot of games 17-14, you know, hope that their defense can keep them in it. So Antonio Gibson, they're definitely projecting him to be a nice role on the offense, and they're going to need him to step up in the passing game because their wide receivers are not exactly inspiring.
So yesterday on the show, we were talking about teams. Every year there are six or seven teams that go from non-playoff to playoffs. Do you think Washington could be one of those teams?
I definitely think Washington can be one of those teams. I did my Sunday notes last week on the teams that I think are the biggest sleepers and biggest potential to be a dud or to not meet expectations. And I put the Commanders on my sleeper list. They've got some good wide receivers, obviously. Terry McLaurin, Jahar Dotson. Jaden Daniels. I mean, so far the clips of him online look fantastic. Everything you hear about him coming out of that camp is that he's doing a great job. You know, Dan Quinn yesterday on NFL Network saying he's been phenomenal, not just throwing the ball, but getting in and out of checks and fixing the offensive line protection. And so, you know, you guys saw it there in 2011 or 12 when RG3 came in, mm-hmm. Instant turnaround playoff team. Why can't Jaden Daniels do it? It's definitely possible in today's NFL. And I think that the Commanders have a lot more talent than last year's record would suggest. So I do think the Commanders are going to be a big-time sleeper team this year.
Ben, let's stick in the NFC East for a second. I'm on your Twitter, and I saw you retweeted Warren Sharp's Giants draft board, and you wanted to figure out why Joe Milton was the only guy color-coded in yellow. But I wanted to ask, like, Hard Knocks is great, I think, for us in the media. I think it's terrible optics for the Giants, and I think other teams that get asked to do the off-season version, like leading up through the draft, they have to be terrified of what their organization is going to look like because they're getting laid bare in front of the entire country, and all of the NFL, you know, viewing people are seeing how the Giants work, and it doesn't always look rosy at times behind the scenes, in my opinion.
No, I do wonder if the Giants are going to have to do some smoothing over with some players, not just on their own team like Daniel Jones, but you know, some guys on other teams, too, kind of took some stray bullets throughout the series as far as, you know, you hear the personnel people talk about, you know, their evaluations of the players. And it does seem like the Giants maybe a little too much got revealed, you know, by their standards. I thought it was a terrific series. I thought it was the best Hard Knocks in years, mm-hmm. because the show is, you know, the ones that have focused on training camp in the season, it's basically like glorified PR. It's almost like watching a music video. Whereas this, I thought was very interesting and a good look at Joe Shane and the Giants front office and all the different dynamics. You know, what's fascinating too is the teams have final say. So the Giants you know, anything that leaked out, like the Giants either approved it or it didn't come to their attention. So like that, the draft chart came out and, you know, it's all color code and everyone's trying to figure out what it means. I reached out to an NFL executive. He, you know, Joe Milton, like I said, like you said, he was the only player in yellow. So the executive surmised that it's either, you know, he's a talented prospect, but a major project, or someone who's a potential position change. Cause I know some scouts were thinking that Joe Milton might want to switch to tight end. So I'm thinking that's probably why he was the only player in yellow. But yeah, I mean, to me, Daniel Jones is a real tricky one for the Giants. Cause you watch that Hard Knocks and it's very clear they do not believe in Daniel Jones, but they weren't able to get another quarterback this offseason, so they're stuck with the guy. And now they've got to sell their locker room and to their fan base that he's the guy to, you know, to lead them for this year. So I was very surprised at how transparent Hard Knocks was, especially considering the Giants have final say over what makes it in the show. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's great for the fan, but I don't know how many teams are going to be raising their hand to do it next offseason.
Joined by Ben Vilin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. I'm assuming you're not surprised that both Tua and Jordan Love signed massive extensions. When your team finds a quarterback who you think is a franchise guy, you've got to secure him long term. And even if you don't think these guys are like top 10 or top 12 quarterbacks, they have to get paid like that if you don't want them going elsewhere.
I agree, and I think the Packers, to me, that was a no-brainer to re-sign Jordan Love. The second half of last season was phenomenal. He's got all the tools, physical traits, and, you know, clearly I think is on the right path to being a star quarterback. So the Packers, to me, that was a no-brainer. The Dolphins, that was a tricky one because I think the Dolphins, their actions made it pretty clear that they don't fully believe in Tua. The fact that negotiation was like pulling teeth for them and it took them so long to finally come to an agreement, I think shows that the Dolphins, like many people, have some concerns about whether Tua is just a system quarterback and whether he can elevate the rest of the team, his injury concerns also. You know, at the end of the day, though, I think the Dolphins, they, you know, paying Tua was like the best of a bunch of bad options for them. I go back to the Giants when they let Daniel Jones go play out his fifth-year option a couple years ago, and it was a disaster. Now, the season actually went pretty well for them, but every week it was such a distraction. Is Daniel Jones the future of this team? Is he going to get that new contract? Every week was an indictment on his future, and it's just a nonstop talking point for the team all season. And then at the end of the year, they had to pay more for Daniel Jones than if they had just signed him before the season. So I think the Dolphins looked at that. You know, they don't want to. You don't want to start over at quarterback. They've got a pretty good thing going on offense. So I think you just have to hold your nose and pay Tua now. And now you don't have the distraction this year. And frankly, it starts the clock a year sooner on Tua. I think by agreeing to the extension now, they can get out from Tua maybe in 2026, as opposed to if they waited a year, they'd probably have to wait until 2027 before the decision on Tua can be made. So I think they didn't really want to pay Tua this money, but they felt like they just had to. And now at least, you know, that starts the clock on Tua. And it's a lot easier to justify moving on from Tua when he's going to be making $50-plus million every year.
What'd you make of the new kickoffs last night?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I was surprised that Moore didn't get broken, but I know that the teams aren't really scheming up anything right now. I don't think it looks that weird. Anyone who goes to training camp, that's how they practice kickoffs at training camp and everything, because they don't want the high-speed collisions. So I think it's going to be really good for the NFL. More returns, more excitement. And at the end of the day, I still think a lot of teams are just going to bang the ball out of the end zone. You know, the touchback moves from the 25 to the 30 now. I think only 5 yards, it's not that big of a difference, and the risk of a touchdown now is pretty great, or a big return now is pretty great. So I think ultimately, you know, you're still going to see the teams, especially in, you know, dome teams, warm weather teams. I still think you're going to see a lot of touchbacks, but certainly more kick returns than we've seen the last few years.
Ben, thanks as always for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you guys.
Yep, that's Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe, at Ben Vallin on Twitter. Coming up in just over 20 minutes at 8 o'clock, John Feinstein will join us here on The Fan. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.